It is now time for the Chatham County Roundup, presented by Weaver Street Realty, specializing in local real estate since 1982. Every story is set somewhere. Theirs is right here. Joined today by two special guests, Adrian Clevin and Bill Horner of the Chatham News and Record, chathamnewsrecord.com. For more on them, including updates on local news stories, including but not limited to Chatham's response to coronavirus. Bill, Adrian, thank you so much for being with us today.
Good Thanks to be for with having you. Us.
So we're going to talk about a two-part series that's on the Chatham News and Record right now. It's part one is on the News and Record. Part two is still yet to be forthcoming about the economic impact locally of a statewide program designed to get tax credits and grants to distressed areas that has some unforeseen consequences associated with it. It's called the TIER program. More on that in a couple of minutes. But first, since we have to talk about the impact of coronavirus, what are you seeing in terms of the impact in Chatham County and what's being done with it? And I know Chatham County just today declared a state of emergency with two more cases.
Yeah, we've got our third case of COVID-19, and of course Dan LaMontagne, the county manager, declaring a state of emergency. So yeah, there's a lot happening. I was telling Adrian as we were waiting, the last 3 or 4 days, trying to keep up with the flood of information has been a pretty daunting task. But we're putting everything up on the website as we get it. We've had an incredible amount of traffic on the site, but a lot is happening. A lot of folks responding, and you know, this story is just changing. Seems like every hour.
Yeah. What do you see as being the impact on people?
Well, I think you know, with the schools being closed. With the mandate about 50 people and with bars and restaurants being closed, folks just aren't getting out. I think it's a new reality that we're going to have for weeks or months to come, and it's just a matter of everybody's just kind of figuring out how to do it. The biggest issue for us in Chatham County is going to be working from home with poor internet infrastructure, mm-hmm. and with education particularly. It's going to be very, very difficult for that to happen in Chatham the way it might happen here in Orange County.
That is a really significant thing because, I mean, you talk about everything going online and, oh, isn't it great that we have the internet, that we can do so much online. That's great if you have high-speed Wi-Fi access, and there are so many parts of the country and the state that don't.
Exactly. And, you know, I think about, you know, Adrian, of course, who's from Moncure. She's from Chatham County as a student at UNC. She's a senior in the School of Journalism and Media there. With her classes going online, it's a new reality for her.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
absolutely.
Adrian, what's it like for you?
Yeah, I am thinking more about high school students and middle school students during this time. I just feel like that inequality that we already see in Chatham, that economic inequality, we have numbers about the north or the east versus the west side of Chatham having very different internet rates and, you know, to see some of those students really struggle way more than other students is going to be really tough.
Yeah, speaking with Adrian Clevin and Bill Horner again, chathamnewsrecord.com for more information on local news in Chatham County, including the latest updates on coronavirus and the county's reaction and response to it. We've also got a two-part series, of which part one is on the website now, and part two will be coming soon, about, and Adrian just mentioned, the economic inequality that exists within communities and within counties. There is a state Department of Commerce program that ranks counties by their relative economic strength and weakness that's used to steer tax credits and grants to distressed areas. It does not account for differences within counties, and that can have a pretty significant impact, particularly in Chatham County, where you've got a particular part of the county that's very well off and other parts of the county that aren't. This is called the TIER system. It's been around since the 90s.
Right.
Am I right about that? Yeah. So tell us about the piece.
Sure. Well, this story came about thinking about economic development mm-hmm. in Chatham County and what is and what's not happening. If you know Chatham County, you know that the northern part of the county is just exploding economically. But in Siler City, in the eastern part of the county, where one of our offices is, it's just not happening. So the TIER system, as you said, is a way for the Department of Commerce to rank North Carolina's 100 counties based on level of economic distress. If you are, so the ranking takes in consideration several different things. The four main things that it looks at are unemployment rate, household income, percentage growth in population and then the adjusted property tax base per capita. So Chatham County is ranked in the top 20 of North Carolina's 100 counties, which means it's designated a tier three county. It is among the least economically disadvantaged counties. The 40 counties that are the worst off are tier one, and then the 40 counties in between are tier two. So most of the tax credits, most of the grants are funneled and geared toward and prioritized toward tier one and tier two. Mm-hmm. So the problem for Chatham County is that, according to the North Carolina Department of Commerce, it's just too rich. It looks too rich based on the numbers, but the reality of it is there are pockets of poverty in Chatham County. We're thinking in Siler City,
right,
that could really use some of this economic funds, some of this economic help, to provide infrastructure to attract business and industry. And that's where the problem is. You have a number of municipalities in North Carolina where this happens, where you have a pocket of poverty, where you have a town that looks tier one within a tier three county.
How is that actually impacting people in Siler City and in other parts of the county that might get these grants and these tax credits and programs but aren't? What does that mean for them?
Well, it's really, you know, all about jobs. So you have a lack of infrastructure. We were just talking about internet. You have a lack of infrastructure in the eastern part of the county where if Chatham was a tier one or tier two, some of these grants would be available to the municipalities and to the county that would help them build infrastructure that would attract business and industry, that would spur the economy, bring jobs, and create the kind of growth that you're seeing in the northern part of the county.
Who'd right. you speak to? Yeah, sorry.
Yeah, so I spoke with a grants administrator in mm-hmm. Siler City, and she told me about kind of going on the North Carolina Department of Commerce website, pulling up grants, and that's her entire job is to look for money that's going to serve Siler City, that's going to boost jobs, that kind of thing. And so many of those grants that she comes across that she could potentially apply for have a little disclaimer at the top that says, mm-hmm. you know, tier three counties are exempt from this grant. So she runs into that roadblock again and again and again before she even has a chance to compete for those grants. They are knocked out of the competition. And I think it's especially important because the tier system is connected to so many community programs, so many statewide programs. So.
And what are some of the needs that those grants would go for?
So in Siler City particularly, it's focused on infrastructure and water, job creation, that kind of thing, utilities. But there's a ton of grants from animal shelters, spay, neuter accounts to what else was on the list? North Carolina Science Museum grants, North Carolina Ready Sites is something that Siler City could really benefit from. So it's really interesting how many state funding programs have just been tied to the tier system without maybe a consideration of, is there other data that could help us better serve these communities?
It sounds like a couple of those are things that could help serve people right now, and some of them are building for the future, and neither of them are accessible.
Absolutely, yeah. So the Triangle J Council of Governments, which is a regional government system, it serves seven Central North Carolina counties, came out with a new report in 2018 that came up with a couple ways to change the tier system. First, the short-term solution would be to allow municipalities in those tier three counties and a quick exemption, so a short-term exemption, while that the legislation was changed. Mm-hmm. But then they even proposed changing those four factors that Bill talked about, those four economic factors, completely. So instead, they would use poverty rate, average earnings from work, percentage of residents age 25 or over with at least some college, mm-hmm. and median household income. So they propose throwing out those earlier designations of economic, you know, those indicators and replacing them completely.
Yeah, and there's been discussion of doing that on the state level for a while, and they haven't really gone anywhere, right?
Yeah, there's actually been discussion going back years. In fact, the county county officials in Chatham have a legislative breakfast every year where they set priorities, and changing the tier system has been on that list year after year. Mm-hmm. Everybody, it seems, recognizes that this is a problem. This is a system that was designed to level the playing field, but it's created problems because it doesn't allow for exemptions. Legislators have introduced bill after bill after bill to address it. Mm-hmm. But, you know, the tier one and tier two counties don't want to change, obviously.
Mm-hmm. speaking again with Bill Horner and Adrian Clevin. So that's part one of the two-part series. What's part two?
Well, part two, a little bit of what I discussed is those changes that could be made. In addition to those, so the way I see proposed changes happening, it's kind of almost on two levels. So that first level I talked about was about those indicators. How can we change those indicators to be a more realistic determination of economic need? And the second one is just a complete change of how we see like the tier system work among counties. So throw out that county level designation. And a lot of the discussion has been on census tract level. So federal opportunity zones use census tract data. They've been using it for years. And there's a really big push towards using census tract data. We've seen it worked on the federal level. Why not state level?
Right. Although we do have an opportunity zone in a really weird part of Chapel Hill right now, so.
Right. I mean, there's no perfect solution.
Yeah,
I think economic
yeah.
development issues are so complex, and you touch one thing, it can create waves. But I think what we've been hearing from sources is that this is just, something's got to change with this system.
Yeah.
Another thing, too, that's interesting is that you think back in 1996 when this was first getting ramped up, the technology that was not available then that we have now, we can drill down at the state level. There's so much data that's available. So the State Department of Commerce can really drill down much better now to kind of find out these subsets, to find out what specific communities and how they're hurting in specific ways. So we need to take the technology that we have and the ability to do analytics and metrics and those types of things to drill down to be more fair, because look, the pie of dollars that's available for economic development that's going to come from the state, it's finite. Mm-hmm. So let's figure out the best way. In 20 years ago, maybe this was the best way, but right now it's not the best way to dole out those dollars.
I'll have to leave it there, but again, you can get the full piece, part one, already up online, and part two forthcoming next week.
It's actually in this week's paper. It'll be online tomorrow.
All right, sounds good. At ChathamNewsRecord.com, so go there and get both pieces beginning tomorrow. Bill Horner, Adrian Clevin, thank you so much for being with us today.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you.
And this has been the Chatham County Roundup, made possible by Weaver Street Realty, specializing in local real estate since 1982. Every story set somewhere, theirs is right here. Find them online at Weaver Street Realty.com.